Title, Financial Core, A Dissident Writer's Recourse. Content, amid the confusion and tensions of the WGAATA dispute over packaging fees and agency ties to affiliated production entities. More than 7,000 termination letters have been sent out to non-franchised agents who once represented WGA members. 1. The mass firing was mandatory rather than optional. 2. And 92% of writers who voted in favor of the Code of Conduct acted in concert as insisted by the Guild. As WGA West President David A. Goodman said, "When the Guild takes action, we do so as a group. We don't ask an individual member to take a stand. We do it together." The WGA has sent a strong message to the ATA through the coordinated firing, but there remains uncertainty as to how the average writer will procure employment when he or she no longer has cess to the only person, other than the writer him/herself, that is legally entitled to procure employment, a licensed talent agent. 3. Some members, such as Shalom Auslander, signed the Guild-mandated termination letter but openly lamented the forced mass firing in the face of Guild discipline. In his letter to his agent, Auslander writes, "You re not forcing me to quit the Guild yet, but they are forcing me to fire you if I don't send you this letter by end of day today. I will be, in their words, subject to discipline. I will likely not be able to work in the industry again." 4. Playwright and TV writer John Robin Bates became the first WGA member to openly challenge the Guild's directive to fire talent agents. In a letter to the union leaders, he wrote, "I am a union man, but I cannot cut ties with my agents, because I would be forsaking people who have helped me create a life." 5. The WGA has warned that members who defy the Guild like Bates and Auslander could face Guild disciplinary action in accordance with Article X of the WGA's Constitution, for being in violation of Working Rule 23 that prohibits a member from entering into a representation agreement with a non-franchised agent. 6. Pursuant to Article X, members in violation can be suspended, declared not in good standing, expelled from membership in the Guild, be asked to resign, be censured, fined, or otherwise disciplined. 7. While the Guild has yet to declare the specific consequences faced by a writer who fails or refuses to terminate his/her agent, 8. Some writers are concerned that the Guild's planned sanctions may take the form of taking away health and pension benefits. 9. A union's right to prescribe its own rules, including grounds for discipline, is protected by federal labor law, but such right is limited by the National Labor Relations Act, which prohibits a union from taking disciplinary action that restrains or coerces employees in the exercise of their rights guaranteed in Section 7, 29 U.S.C. 158 b. 1a. 10. According to the U.S. Supreme Court's interpretation of 158 b. 1a, a union can enforce a properly adapted rule which reflects a legitimate union interest, impairs no policy Congress has embedded in the labor laws, and is reasonably enforced against union members who are free to leave the union and escape the rule. 11. Hence, a Guild's action that interferes with a member's exercise of rights constitutes an unfair labor practice. For example, a coal workers' union's procedure of denying welfare and pension benefits to employees who change minds and consequently change unions was found in violation of 158 b. 1a, because it restricts an employee's free exercise of right to join or not join a labor union. Writers who have cancer or are pregnant have reportedly felt that they had no choice but to sign the termination letters, in fear of losing health care and pension benefits. 12. Consistent with the above example, it would seem that the WGA's withholding of pension and health care would be considered an unfair labor practice. One option for writers who disagree with the WGA's position but want to avoid disciplinary action would be to go financial core, a right granted by the Supreme Court in its NLRB v. General Motors, 13, ruling that affords employees the right not to join or resign from the union but still work union jobs, provided they pay their fees and a portion of their dues. In the context of the WGA, going financial core allows writers to become non-union yet continue to receive the contractual benefits of a collective bargaining agreement, e.g., minimum scale, pension, and he.